Podcast folks, welcome to the Coffee Chat Show. Good morning, Mary. Hello, everyone. So, I decided that I was tired of talking about the same things over and over again. So, I chose the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, which is a John Maxwell book. It's got 15 laws, as the title says, and we are going to cover one law every week for the next 15 weeks. We are going to be live 3 Saturdays a month, and we'll take one Saturday off. And on that Saturday we take off, you'll have time to review, you know, the material that we've covered in the 3 weeks prior. So that's how we're going to work the schedule. So a couple of logistical items. If you want to make sure that you know and understand the schedule, you should sign up for our newsletter. And Tracy is going to drop the link in there. So sign up for our newsletter to make sure that you understand the schedule, because we are going to be live 3 Saturdays and off 1 from now on. Tracy's also just dropped the link so that you can go purchase John Maxwell's book if you'd like on Amazon.com. Again, it's John Maxwell's The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. I chose that because we are talking about all the time how you can change your life, how you can get from point A to point B, and this is a new body of work that we can point to and work with and help get you on your way as we walk into the new year. So this will take us through the end of 2022 and into 2023 and give you some new tools and some new questions to ask yourself and some new things to work on. So I got a new notebook. I recommend that you grab a new notebook and that you use a notebook for yourself to work through this material with us. Also, during the week, I will post things, or you can ask me questions in the private Facebook group that we have called Warrior Mindset, and Tracy will drop the link for that in there. You have to request to be admitted, and you have to answer a couple of questions for us. We need to make sure you're a real person and that you understand that it's a private group and that it's for a particular purpose. So if you'd like to join the Warrior Mind, if you're serious about this work, if you seriously want to treat this as a class, I'm offering it for free so that everyone has access to it, because it's my give back. If you want to work through the work in a serious nature, you can join the Facebook group and you can actually ask me questions, ask Tracy questions, ask Kim logistical questions, and we'll answer you. And we will go back and forth with you within that group. We are also broadcasting this across my other Facebook page, which is my business Facebook page, which is Revealing Leaders. So we are doing a multiple broadcast of this new format of the Coffee Chat Show. I want to be more intentional with our time together, and I want to give you things to think about each week that build, you know, one off the other. So it's the same but a little different from what we've been doing. Okay, so those I think are my logistical items. If you are new to the Coffee Chat Show, give a quick intro. The Coffee Chat Show has been a live Facebook show, my give back, since 2017. If you want to know who I am and what I'm doing here and who am I to talk to you, you're welcome to go to thecoffeechatshow.com, click the bio link, and check it out. If you click my media room link, you will find some new stuff. I've been dropping bylines. I had one in Diversity Q over the last week about how leaders have something to do with this whole quiet quitting. I also had a byline in Forbes recently. I am a member of the Forbes Human Resource Council. So in my work life, I'm really working with leaders and companies, and I'm wanting to help develop leaders and help them develop their people. I do believe that personal growth is necessary for any team to be vibrant, you know? And I think that there's lots of workplaces that are missing the mark or don't understand how much pouring into the people really matters. So that's I am the CEO for a staffing, recruiting, and workforce solutions company. And that's kind of what we do. That's what I do in my work life. So I am merging my work life with my give back life, and we're going to be more intentional. All right. So let's get rolling. Being a member of the John Maxwell team means that I get access to some things on some of his materials that the regular person doesn't get access to. So I was privileged to be able to listen to a 2-hour call with John Maxwell himself that he recorded right after he published this book. It was the day that they were launching this book, and he gave a live teaching to his team about why he wrote the book and how much value he saw in these laws. So what prompted him to write the book was, you can never stop growing. And that's kind of how he got started on his whole, you know, becoming one of the top leadership people in the world. Is somebody, when he was in his 20s, challenged him and asked him what his personal growth plan was. So if I were to ask you, what's your personal growth plan? What would you tell me? Do you even have one? And do you recognize that unless you are intentional and purposeful about your growth, it's not just going to happen, right? Like at one point we were in school and we went to school and they have a curriculum and, you know, they kind of outline all the different things that you're going to learn. And then once you get your college degree or high school degree, or you graduate from whatever tech school or industry school, then it's up to you. Right? Your personal growth is up to you. And if you're not actively growing, you're backsliding, in my opinion. Because what happens is you'll plateau. And if you don't have a plan, you're going to start to go backwards. Because if you don't have a plan to go forward, what else is there? There's only forwards or backwards. For a little while, there's complacency, right? But after a while, there's entropy and complacency just starts to backslide and you'll go this way. However old you are, you have as many years as you want. The truth is, when you're growing and using your brain, there are proven studies out there that when you're learning something new, your brain synapses are actually opening up new pathways. So, you know, you don't have to get old and stale and pathetic. You can actually be vibrant and learning, you know, well into your 90s, until you're 100, until you decide that you're done. That part's up to you. Everybody's got unfulfilled potential, right? And in order to reach your potential, you have to grow. So it's like, I don't think you want to pass away and end this life and feel like when you're in that place that you didn't do all these things. I guarantee you each have a list of things that you wish already that you had done that you didn't do. I wish I had taken that course. I wish I had majored in that. I wish I started my own business. I'm sure, right? I wish I was focused on my health more. So let's just clean the slate of all of that. Let's just take it from right now in this moment. And let's have you ask yourself, what is your plan for growth? What is your unfulfilled potential? What are you doing to develop yourself? What are you doing to grow other people and help them develop themselves? And you can grow in any area, right? This could be professionally, personally, financially, as a parent, physically. So having a plan for personal growth could look like, you're hiring a personal trainer because you want to learn, you know, new workouts, or you want to learn how to take control of your nutrition and fitness. It could look like you taking a parenting class because you want to be a better communicator with your teenager. It could look like professional development. It could look like being more financially literate so that you're more in charge of your own finances and the way that works. Your personal plan is completely up to you. I'm just saying, and John Maxwell is saying, you have to have a plan, which brings us to the first law. And the first law is the law of intentionality. Growth just doesn't happen. You've got to be intentional. Now, we've talked a lot on Coffee Chat about being intentional for your own life, okay? And in about, you know, saying affirmations and doing glory stories and having a plan for the future. And I talk to you all the time for years now, years and years, since 2017, about being intentional. this your personal growth is no different than that. You have got to be intentional about it because growth just doesn't happen, right? It's not an automatic process. It isn't a natural process. Flowers naturally grow. Kids naturally get taller. We naturally escalate in years. We don't naturally push ourselves to grow and develop our skills as human beings. Like, that's not a natural process. So if you're just going through your life and you're like, oh, life just happens to me. I don't know. I mean, I'll grow. It'll work out. Whatever. I'm trying to watch a Lifetime movie. I mean, you're bothering me with this talk of growth. Do you want to be that person? Or would you rather be the person that's like, I have a plan and every day, 5 days a week, I do something on my plan towards growing myself as a person? Your cells are rejuvenating themselves on a daily basis. So every day you're a different person at the beginning of the day than you were the day before. You might as well have that mindset as well. You might as well enact and enable a mindset that helps you to grow, that helps you forward the action every day into the life that you want. You have to have a plan. So I'm going to ask you as we go through these laws, and John Maxwell, when I was listening to him give his live talk to his team, of which I am now a John Maxwell team member, which is how I was listening to that call, which was recorded because he launched this book, you know, quite some time ago. He's asked us to evaluate ourselves on the laws from a 1 to a 10, okay? So I'm asking you, with the law of intentionality, when we get to the end of this discussion this morning, I want you to evaluate yourself. Where are you now from 1 to 10? 10 being the best, you don't need any work there, and 1 being, you know, poor and you need a lot of work. Because what's going to happen is we're going to go through these 15 laws one by one, and some of them you've got down and others you will need to work on, right? So you won't have to work on all 15. I guarantee you some of you have some of these going on already. You're already doing these things, maybe not realizing that they were laws of growth, right? Okay, so growth doesn't just happen. You need to have a plan. And here's what's true. If you don't grow yourself, you're going to keep attracting the same stuff, right? We talk about the law of attraction all the time. So if you're not changing or doing anything different, you're going to be like that mouse running down the tunnel and there's no cheese. You're looking for a different result, but you're not changing anything, right? So tell me right now, what's one thing that you'd like to improve about yourself? Just pick one thing, just one. Let's not make it crazy. What is one area, one thing that you would like to improve? For me, if I could show you a picture of my desk, and I've been talking about this for years, it's my messy desk and not using a to-do list every single day. That's kind of like two things, but that's my thing, right? So that's mine. So what's yours? What's one thing that you would like to improve about yourself right now? So maybe write that down in your notebook, because everything gets better when you get better. And the better it gets, the better it gets. But without any intentionality and forward thinking, motion on this, right? Nothing's going to happen. John Maxwell says, most people don't lead their lives, they accept their lives. And that is something that I wrote down when I was listening to him speak. Because I thought, wow, most people don't lead their lives, they accept their lives. If you really think about that statement, it's pretty weighty, right? Most people don't lead their lives, they accept their lives. So I have to ask you, are you leading your life or are you accepting your life? Are you just accepting what's coming to you, or are you deciding that you have a plan and you're going to lead your life? Something else that he said that I thought was very interesting as I was listening to him speak about this book is he recommends goals are good and it's good to have a plan. However, he really supports a plan of growth versus a whole bunch of goals. Because he says when you reach a goal, you're likely to just kind of sit back a little and say, oh, well, I achieved the goal. I'm good now. Whereas if you have a plan for growth where there's always something next on the plan, you keep yourself in that ever evolving, ever moving up state of mind. And I thought that was very poignant. So something I will say to you guys, within your growth plan, the goals, you know, go in there as far as like, I'm going to take this course and then I'm going to read this book and then I'm going to get that done and then I'm going to get that done. But let's have you start thinking through and making a plan. I want you to get your notebook and start writing down some of the things we're talking about here. And maybe even after this live is over, go back and listen to it again and grab the book. Okay, get a copy of John Maxwell's book and read the first chapter. I recommend that you don't, I'm not even reading ahead. I'm taking it one law at a time so that I can teach one law at a time so I don't get ahead of myself in my teaching of this also. Because there's a lot in here with every law. I'm recommending that you make a plan for your personal development for the new year. Start thinking about that. If I were to ask you right now, how much time is on your calendar every day for personal development? I bet people would tell me either none or hardly any. And maybe a few of you, there's some. But I would venture to say that most of you, if I asked you to show me a calendar with your personal growth plan for 1 year, and these next 2 months, if I asked you to show me on your calendar, how much time do you have scheduled for your personal growth over the next 2 months, November and December, I'm guessing that it would be either zero or very little. What are you doing to prepare yourself for the life you want? John Wooden, who's a huge leadership guru, I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's an amazing, he was a coach and there's leadership books out about him that he wrote. He says, when opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. Meaning that we have to be proactive in our preparation for opportunity, for possibility, for having the future that we want. What are you doing right now to prepare yourself for the life that you want? And I've asked you guys this question before. I've said to you, what do you want? Because until you can language what you want, it's really hard to prepare yourself, right? And make a plan. How can you make a growth plan if you don't even know where you want to go? Okay? So the other thing is you can't grow without failing or making missteps or whatever. So you can't be worried about that. You just have to be growth oriented. And it's a lifelong program, right? It's not like you're going to you're going to make a growth plan. I'm going to ask you and call you up to making one for 2023. And then, you know, you'll need one for 2024 and then 2025 and so on. This is not something to do that gets done and then we don't do it anymore. This is something that is ongoing. This is what really leaning into this law means. It's really sitting in this and understanding that you've got to be intentional about your personal growth and you've got to have a plan for that and you've got to make time for it. You have to schedule time for your personal growth. It's not just going to fall on your head, okay? So in his book, he mentions some gap traps, which is the traps that can stop you from developing your personal growth. So I'm just going to go through those with you. The assumption gap is, we've been talking about that, right? Assuming that your growth will be automatic and you don't have to do anything to plan it. The knowledge gap, you don't know how to grow. That's just, you know if you want to develop yourself in an area. All you have to do is figure out what there is available. There's so many things available now to develop yourself in different areas, right? There's Udemy, there's Masterclass, there's obviously, there's many colleges that have certificate programs. If it's professional development you seek, there's trainers and nutrition programs. And I mean, we live in a world where there's so much stuff available to develop yourself. So I feel like the knowledge gap is just, you know, that's kind of lame, right? You don't know how to grow. You can figure it out. You're all intelligent people. The timing gap is, it's not the right time to begin. Obviously, that's just procrastination. I would call that one procrastination because you just have to start. You just got to get it. You just have to begin. There's no perfect time to make a growth plan. Just begin. The mistake gap is afraid of making mistakes. We kind of just touched on that a minute ago. You've got to get over your fear of misstepping or failing. That's also just a bullshit excuse. The perfection gap is you have to find the best way. There is no best way. I've been doing personal growth since I was 12. There's only a way of moving forward. There's no perfect way to develop a growth plan. There's deciding that you want to look into something, learn something new, learn a new skill, perfect something that you've been working on. Maybe you want to learn woodworking. Maybe you want to take a cooking class. Like, any of those things are personal growth. You're developing yourself. You're looking into something new. The inspiration gap, that's a trap, right? I don't feel like it. I'm not inspired to work on my personal growth. I have too much to do. I'm busy. I don't have time to work on myself every day. I mean, come on, okay? That's the inspiration gap. That also is BS. You don't have time not to work on yourself. You don't have time not to invest in your personal development and growth. The comparison gap, other people do it better than I do. Oh, if I start this side hustle and I learn this new skill to become this, somebody out there is doing it better than me. So what's the point? What's the use? I call BS on that too. All these gaps I call BS on, right? The assumption gap, the timing gap, the misstep gap, the perfection gap, the inspiration gap, the comparison gap. It's all just minutiae designed to keep you from moving forward. And the last one that he talks about is the expectation gap. Now, this one could get you because it's like, I expected it to be easier. I started this course and I thought it would be easier. Or I started this workout plan and I thought, this is hard. I'm uncomfortable. This makes me sore. I don't feel like doing this. I'm busy. Do you not understand how busy I am? I get you're busy. I get you thought it would be easy. I also get that if you don't grow, if you don't make it intentional, you will backslide eventually. Complacency leads to entropy, which is the breakdown of things. If you are not moving forward, you are going to soon move backward. Lynn Marie is asking, would you recommend us to read the book or listen to audio? Lynn Marie, it's whatever you like better. I personally like the book because I like to, you know, look at things and highlight things and make notes and go back to it. I also got the hardcover version because I don't know, I'm old school, right? I like hardcover books better than paperback books. So let me ask you again, what do you want? Where do you want to go? Where do you want your life to be? If we're sitting here 1 year from now on October, what is today? The 29th. If we're sitting here on October 29th, 1 year from now in 2023, how much time have you dedicated over the last year to your personal growth? Don't underestimate the importance of being intentional about your growth. Here's what I know is the absolute truth. If you don't make a plan, if you don't start to do it now and take forward action, nothing new is going to happen. Nothing. Nothing will happen. We'll be sitting here a year from now and you'll be saying, oh, Noelle, I thought about it, but I didn't do anything. I didn't have time. Oh, everything is still the same. I don't understand why my life doesn't change. Everything is the same. Your life didn't change because you didn't change. Your life isn't going to automatically change. There's not something from the sky that's going to come down, a flash of lightning, and fall on your head and all of a sudden give you the life that you want. It isn't going to work like that. I have a news flash for you. You've got to be intentional about where you want to go. Possibility and solutions exist. I've been preaching this to you since 2017. But you have to do something about it. You have to do something about it. That's why I chose to actually work with you on a piece of material that we could work at together one step at a time over the next 15 chapters of this book. And when we're done with this book, we'll pick something else. Okay? So we're going to start working this coffee chat show like a class. And I'm doing it for free. I'm up every Saturday morning giving you my time. If you choose to do something with it, that's up to you. All right? If you choose to do something to change your life, I'm going to be here offering you a vehicle to do it. I can only lead you to the tools. You're going to have to do the work. I'm here. I'm sitting in the seat. I'm going to do the work on my end. I'm going to attempt to add value to your life. And you decide whether or not you make my time to you valuable or not. So I'm going to leave you with some stuff. First of all, there's five fear factors that prevent people from being successful. And he mentions these in the last page of this chapter. And here's what they are. So these are things to watch out for, okay? Fear of failure, fear of trading security for the unknown, fear of being overextended financially, fear of what others will say or think about you, and fear that success will alienate other people in your life. Those are five fear factors that you're going to have to overcome, okay? And I will drop these in the Facebook group also. Don't underestimate the importance of a personal growth plan, and don't underestimate the importance of being intentional about your growth. So the first law that we've gone over today is the law of intentionality, okay? You've got to be intentional about your personal growth. I can't say this enough. Don't underestimate its importance. If you don't have a plan, it's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen if you don't have a plan. So you've got to have a plan. Okay? You've got to have a plan. Don't underestimate the value of the plan. All right? Do it now. Get the notebook, start the plan, ask yourself the question, what do I want? How far can I go? And how far can I grow? How far can you go? How far can you grow? What do you really want to see happen? How far can you go? How far can you grow yourself? And what do you want to see happen in your life? 1 year from now, when you're sitting here, what will have been different? What will have changed? Will you seize this moment right now, seize the opportunity to develop a personal growth plan for yourself and really be intentional about that? Okay? Start the plan with every day, 5 days a week, doing something towards your growth plan. Make the growth plan. Lay out what you want to learn, what new skills, what you want to develop, how you want to work on it. And then 5 days a week, make an appointment with yourself. I almost would like to say every day, but we'll start at 5 versus 7. So 5 days a week, make an appointment with yourself for at least 1 hour towards your plan of personal growth and personal development. I promise you absolutely, if you do that and you stick to it, you will be a different person. within the next year. You will be a different person. And because you are a different person, you will be attracting different circumstances to your life. You've got to seize your growth opportunity as if your life depended on it, because it does. It does. If you don't go forward, you're going to go backwards. If you're not developing yourself and pushing ahead and being intentional about it, it is not going to happen on its own. And you will stay the same. You'll be the same moldy old person version of yourself that you are right now. If you don't start doing something different right now, today, there's no perfect time to start. It's today. Get yourself started. Get a notebook. If you're just joining us now, go back and watch the replay of this. Order a copy of John Maxwell's book if you like. And let's get started. Get started on your personal growth plan. We have 2 weeks until we'll meet again next Saturday morning. I have to speak to some folks, so we will not be live next Saturday morning. So the next time we're live is November 12th, okay? November 12th, November 19th, and I will be live the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. So again, just to wrap up, the new way that we're going to do Coffee Chat Show is we will be live 3 weeks in a row, and then we will take 1 week off so that you can really dig into the material that we've covered in the last 3 weeks. Okay? So this is a little different because I have the speaking engagement next Saturday, so we just thought we might as well make that the Saturday skip day. However, it will give you time to develop your personal growth plan, because that's something that may take you longer than a week, okay? So join the private Facebook group if you like. I will be dropping, you know, we'll drop some information that we covered this morning in there. And you've got time. You have 2 weeks until we meet again to work on your personal growth and development plan. Something every day, 5 days a week, that forwards the action in your life. If you want to find out more about us, you can go to thecoffeechatshow.com. I'm going to end our podcast.